you know, if we in a manager position take a hard decision, then devotees sometimes hit back at us with harsh words, and that disturbs us. So what should we do? It's both things, the situation and the disposition. Sometimes some problems are so serious that some decisions have to be taken even if that person is going to be hurt. So otherwise it will lead to far bigger complications. But if we are going to be the person who takes that decision, then you know, we have to have the readiness to bear the consequence. Because it's just because management means we have finite resources, limited resources, and we have to use those resources for various services. And we have to, some people will be displeased. And we, if we take a strong stand, then we have to assess ourselves that sometimes we take a strong stand. And then we look at, you know, how much was agitation. Immediately after that, definitely the other person will be agitated, we will be agitated. But in the long run, we can see what was the effect. You know, did overall something good come about? And were we able to do something by which that devotee also we restored the relationship with that person? And what are other devotees saying about it? Are they also happy with overall? But then we can decide, okay, no, this is something which I can do. But if sometimes we find that you know, taking a hard decision leads to not just hard feelings for a short while, but for a long time, and also it leads to we being agitated, people's harsh words, they agitate us. But you know, how much they agitate varies from person to person. It's like, you know, somebody punches, the punch hurts. But you know, some people's bodies are tougher than others' bodies. So then when they're punched, they don't hurt so long. Some people are so fragile that one punch, you know, their bones only break. So like that, we have to see how much emotionally tough or fragile we are. People's hard words are like verbal punches. And if we can't take it, if we find that we get too agitated, then it's okay. We can say that, I can take a manager responsibility, but this is not, I can't take this kind of decisions. Somebody, let somebody else take those decisions. Let somebody else speak this. So, sometimes it may be that many places they have a committee and they say the committee took the decision. So then that means there's no individual culpability. So if that works out, that's also an alternative. But basically this is a matter of the gravity of the situation and the disposition of the particular person. So, in principle, sometimes hard decisions have to be taken. But in practice, how they have to be taken, that is, and who should take them. All this has to be decided based on time, place, circumstance. Sometimes we may, you know, we may ourselves have a tendency to take harsh decisions. And then when we take our strong decisions, and when we take them, you know, we also come off very strongly on others. So then people feel alienated. But if we can... if we can be sensitive in explaining things, still people will be hurt, but at least the hurt will be not that much. So that's something which we'll also have to check. This is a matter of experience. From a practical point of view, it is necessary. But then it is not necessary that we only have to do it. And sometimes if we find it's too agitating, then we may just say this is not worth it. And sometimes, you know, not speaking about a particular issue that agitates us so much, we feel, no, this is what needs to be done. So I'm ready to take. What should not be there is that we commit to a choice and then we are unwilling to take the consequence. The choice will have its consequence and we have to be ready for that. That's why it's very difficult for somebody who is going to take decisions that are going to affect people's lives, for that person to always remain loved by everyone. Because we'll always have to take decisions. So then some amount of unpopularity, some amount of animosity, we have to live with it. We have to see both the situation and our disposition and then make a decision.